These next couple weeks are gonna be pretty busy for me. I've got a lot to do. I have papers and exams and events and, you know, it's really kind of stressing me out just thinking about it. And I just wish that I had someone to take that stress out on right now. Maybe if you were here with me, you'd walk in the front door and I'd smile at you as you took off your coat and licked your lips as you saw me in nothing but a red slip. And you'd take your hand and you'd put it on my shoulder and slide one of the straps down, and then the next one, you let it slide off of my body, and then you could see my cute, perky little tits. And maybe you'd slide your hand down more, and you'd take one of my nipples between your thumb and your index finger and just rub it gently, feeling it get hard underneath your touch. And you'd lean down to kiss me, feeling how pillowy soft my lips were. And maybe sliding your tongue in, and you could feel my warm, wet tongue press against yours as we begin to kiss more and more passionately. Maybe I'd reach out a little and bite your lower lip and pull it into my mouth. And obviously at this time you'd be quite hard. And maybe I'd let my hand trail down and grab you through your jeans, giving your ever-hardening cock a nice little squeeze. And by this time, we wouldn't be able to take it anymore, and we'd walk into my bedroom, still locked in a kiss, just walking backwards, falling onto the bed, where I'd continue to strip you. First, I would take off your jeans and your shirt. I'd leave your underwear on because I'd want to tease you a little bit. Just stroke you through your boxers or your briefs or whatever you were wearing. Pull them down over your hips and let your hard cock spring out there to greet me. And maybe I'd get on top of you and kiss you again, and maybe lean down and sink my teeth into your chest, give you a nice little smack on the face. Like I said, I have some aggression to take out, so I wouldn't be too gentle. And maybe I would make sure that my panties were off and put my pussy on top of your cock. But not, I wouldn't put you inside of me. I would just slide up and down your cock so you could feel how warm and wet and hot I was. And I would do this until you begged me to put it in. But even then, maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I would just slide down your body and take your hard cock into my mouth, slowly sucking it in, pulling the head of your cock in my mouth, and then moving down to the shaft, moving my tongue and my lips expertly along the entire length of your cock, trying to get as much of you into my mouth and my throat as I could. making sure to go even further down and lick your balls as I stroke your shaft and run my hand gently over the head of your cock. And I think I would do this until you said you couldn't take it anymore and I'd have to let you calm down a little bit. And maybe I would just come back up and sit on your face. Let your tongue explore my pussy, circling my clit, licking up and down my lips and tasting my sweetness. I'd let you do this over and over again, hearing your moans stifled underneath my pussy, until I came hard and you'd lap up every little bit of my cum. And then maybe I'd slide down and slowly tease your cock by rubbing your head against my opening, making you beg for me to slide it in. Yeah, I'd want to hear you say how badly you needed to fuck me, how badly you needed this pussy, how it's the best pussy you've ever felt, how it feels like heaven being inside of me. Maybe if I was sufficiently satisfied by your begging, I'd slowly put you inside of me, hearing your sigh of pleasure as I put you all the way. And then I would squat on you and start riding you, and you could put your hands on my powerful thighs as I ride you, and maybe even I'd get up to the top, to your head, and I'd stop. And then I'd slowly go back down so you could feel my warmth enveloping you. I'd ride you, and my hair would be brushing you in the face, and you could smell my perfume. And your entire world in that moment would be me feeling my pussy, feeling the curves of my body with your hands, feeling my silky hair and my warm breath up against your face and your neck. And maybe I'd lean down and I'd kiss your neck. And I'd keep riding you and riding you. Maybe I'd let you take control for a while, and you could thrust your hips up into me to fuck me hard and fast. Make my tits bounce. And then, when you're close to coming, I would start to beg you. I would say, please, baby. Yes, please. Please come inside of me. Oh, baby, I just want to feel you come deep inside of my pussy. Yes, baby. Please. Please. Oh, my God, I just want you to come so deep inside of me. I want to feel you. Oh, my God. And then you'd pump yourself deeper, harder and faster, until you exploded in my tight little pussy. And then I would slowly slide myself off of you, and you'd shiver at the feeling of the warmth leaving your cock. Then maybe I'd lay down beside you and you could play with my hair and run your fingertips along my shoulders. And you could look into my big brown eyes. and say that you wanted the moment to last forever.